have one unheard message and one first unheard message sent today at 12:47 p.m. from
Doug Hansen.
22 seconds.
Hi, Alan. It's Doug here in Chilliwack. Giving you a call to touch base with you, see if you were with the appraisals and things. But anyways, if you don't mind, give me a call, or I'll try and give you a call to later today or tomorrow. My number is 604-703-6733. Thanks. Bye-bye.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. Message will... Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Squats, marches, and then heel raises. Yeah, of course. And probably just three sets of 80 in the heel raises, and then go for a few sets of leg raises.
You also run on the treadmill still 10 minutes?
Yeah, walk. Yeah. Don't make it run. All right, we're going to stretch those hip flexors off the edge here. Again. Yep, and then roll back. And then left foot up.
Yeah, he can come in at 1:30. He can come in.
During the exercises?
Yeah.
Any particular ones?
With the knee on the chair.
Yep.
First time.
Okay.
I imagine, just because of me digging in concrete all the time.
Possibly. And then switch feet. Okay. Do you feel it there at all? Like in the knee?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, could just be the pressure on the kneecap a little bit too. From the, yeah, what are you feeling? Right, okay, on the right side?
Yep.
Okay.
Sort of
yeah, push up against my hand then. And then last.
Well, you know, ultimately how it feels is what matters, right? And then from time to time, you have people, yeah, get better.
And push up against.
But I think it might happen a little bit.
And then next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay.
And kick out against my chair. Yeah. And then relax. Okay, we'll do that a couple of times then. Right in there. It's a muscle. And then kick again.
Okay. Super. Thank you so much for your help.
And then relax.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
I'm about to do the same. Right there. Almost on my spine, but just there.
And kick again. And then what?
Tight.
A little bit. Do you feel a stretch there? Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay, good. And then you can hop up. And then just come back. We're just going to stretch those skin one more time. It's the one on the neck, so you're going to lie on your back.
She said over the phone that she
had... All right, I'll take your head.
The doctor's office allowing us to get the records. Okay, you can run it.
Base of the head or down through the... Yeah, perfect. Okay. If you do start to notice a headache tonight, then feel free to put the ice on. But I didn't work on those joints the same way as I did last time, and that's what I was worried about in terms of the headache. So I'm not worried about a headache this evening. If it does come on, it'll be more from increased activity and stuff as opposed to one of those joints being really bad. Okay. I see you towards the end of this week again.
I believe so.
Today's
Monday. I'm here again
Thursday.
On Thursday, yes, 11:15. Any specific exercises?
No, just the same stuff. Same routine for right now. I don't like to change things as things are going. Right? Don't reinvent the wheel. Exactly. So you keep up with things, and then just make sure that you're stretching. And if you do notice something a little bit off, then feel free to put some ice on the neck to prevent any headaches and stuff. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll keep going as we're going.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
And it's just been raining all. Thank you. But you could do that on top of it.
Yeah, the base could be there. Be like having a
there's some ideas
without replacing the
go and see what kind of gravel I need, and then I don't know how to measure it yet.
Should have cubic feet, or yeah, I think it's in cubic feet on the bag itself. Or, like, you need white rock or gravel, or like
just something to go underneath concrete, or some cement.
Okay, we'll get you what I've got.
What I have is kind of like right now.
Okay.
I don't know how to measure gravel. Tiny stones.
I guess it's so I can show you.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Come on, Yorana. Here we go. Yeah, so basically, these two pages here are going to be your stones.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't know where pricing is on it, but if you see one you like, I can absolutely pull it up for you. The white rocks are pretty common. River stones are kind of smaller stones.
Yeah, basically, it's just for underneath cement to just holding up a shed. So
decorative stone, decorative stone.
Don't need decorative.
Grab right here. Pea gravel?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. May I just go into your yard and have a look at it?
Absolutely. The guys will just let you know. And honestly, we might have it like right in front of our garden center, not off to the side there, but directly across the street here. We have a ton of bags of the rocks themselves.
Ah, okay. So if I find something out, just try to look at it.
Yeah, I'm just looking up gravel, like gut hole play sand, tart play sand, quick grate, patio paper, joining sand. Base rock comes up with quick crate, that's a concrete brand. But it doesn't seem like we carry it from this.
Oh, I see.
They do a skew here, so they
Available in store only.
Calgary.
Oh, Calgary. Wow.
So we don't have that, so
okay.
By all means, check out what we got outside. There'll be an 8-digit SKU number.
I'll just take a picture of it and bring it back to you.
Is that
good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Oh, you just made my day. Thank you. There you go. Smart thinking. I like your thinking. I'm going to use that sometime. Thank you for the chocolate. There you go. 1605 back to you. Absolutely, thank you. Serving a lot of fun in there. You have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks for putting a smile on my face.
You're welcome. I did nothing.
Oh, I bet you different. It was awesome. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Is it already on there?
What?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They didn't cross it off. Congrats. Emma.
Hey there. Ooh. Just make sure I can actually give you a receipt and then there you go.
Good one. You're here enough, it's almost a shame to. Mind you, you haven't been here. Yes, he is. What the heck? Oh, okay, that'll do it.
That'll give me enough time to go get another bag of popcorn.
Are functional receipts, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. They even have their own thing on the back.
Come here.
Come here. Come here.
I've been trying to, like, clean myself.
These are all my dad's from today.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Sensor on the inside of that is...
Yeah, there's something wrong with this thing. It only
things
works, like...
Things are
going to skew. It has to be.
Just exactly the right shade of it. Wow.
And sometimes if you go through like half the roll, then
there you go.
So you just sit here going like this for a while.
Oh, like you write letters on the
right?
On the paper. Then,
you
going to
work?
Is it on sale?
Still no?
Yeah.
Well, I can go to the next.
Yeah. You might want to wait. Yeah. Like,
no problem. No worries. All good.
Good.
All right. In a real good place.
Not even on the front.
Is it on the... What the heck? Is it on the bottom? Potentially. There it is. Of course. There we go. All right. Awesome. Yes, no, maybe so?
No.
All right. And of course, it's not. I really should know this right now.
Yeah,
I'm slacking, like, what the heck, yeah, I should. Let's see how much it gives you off the tape. I should, like, really pay attention to the numbers instead of just aimlessly typing them in, and maybe I'll surprise you one day and just have it ready. It's not even a hard number to remember.
No, this has probably got four more numbers on the new one.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, this is only, what, 30 years old?
Older than me.
Is that one of the original Rona?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hang on to it.
Yeah. Can we wear something someday?
No.
1469. Is that it?
Yeah.
Be considered a fossil.
I'm so mad at my receipt printer right now.
Oh, it's still being wonky. Of course.
Hello.
It just doesn't tell you how many years I've been dealing with these guys.
Yeah, such a hassle, eh? Mind you, I'm not so bad, am I?
No, you're good.
Granted, I've only been here for 3 of that 30 years, so...
Nice to come in with somebody smiling and happy.
Aw, see, this works.
Oh my goodness, that was so extra. Trying to get her receipt paper to work so she can help people. Sometimes it just keeps marching, so...
No.
I guess so.
You think, and you got that tape? Perfect. It's in your hand. You saved $70. You're probably going to beep on the way out, but I don't feel like doing cardio, so just keep going.
Run as fast as you can.
Won't have to run
very fast. He doesn't give you the rough size.
Yeah. I'm going to run the door.
Have a good one.
Hi there. Can I have two of these?
Absolutely. Do you mind if I just get... Let's find out. I'll just type it in.
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Then you said two?
Please.
Absolutely. And that's everything?
Yes, ma'am. Somewhere.
Hiding. Not here. Fair enough. It should be all ready to go there for you. 1468, please. Mm. Any big plans for your day? That?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Digging in gravel and earth. And
oh, there you
concrete
go.
Fun.
Oh, delightful.
Oh, it said do not remove. I said it. I thought it said remove. Did I just foul things up? I apologize.
We'll have to try that one more time. Not a problem.
I got excited.
That's A-okay. You are A-okay.
But again, all the directions this time.
Oh, you brought in another one. Thank you. How did I get pen on me then? Who knows? I go home.
Just say remove.
It's got pen everywhere. Now you're good. You're good.
I'm afraid to.
lot. I got two bags. Okay. Change and come back.
All right.
Sourdough thing?
Oh, yeah.
You would like the chicken.
Really?
The sourdough chicken?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to keep it?
No, we still
have it. I think you'd like it. Sorry? Pretty good. Be right back. Here's the bathroom.
been pretty good. But doing all this work back there. Tired from doing certain things. Not tired, just the knee wears out. I'm sure, you know.
Les just phoned.
Oh, yes.
He got laid off in, sometime in May.
Oh.
And since then, he's had 11 job offers. He hasn't taken any yet. He says he wants some time off. So I'm thinking, he must have a bit of money then, if that's the case, eh?
Yes, probably so. Mm-hmm. So where's his mom?
He gets money from his mom's up here. He told me that. The same as when he got it from Les, he had to pay him back.
Yes. Except for you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. But 11 job offers. I guess these people, they phone each other and they say he's a good worker, he's available. So mm-hmm. they call him.
Yeah, probably so.
One was in Nova Scotia.
Oh, well. I don't think he wants to be away from his mom that much.
He says I'll go any place.
Oh.
That's what he said. And I'm thinking, he might stay here. But he doesn't think so.
Hmm. No, well, he's young. He wants to travel.
Yeah.
Well, better go out and help, please.
Alrighty. Did you eat something?
A bit of popcorn.
What's that?
A bit of popcorn. No, I'm going to eat later.
Okay.
Drove by.
Oh, yes.
Rolled right down, looked and looked, and then he went on.
Yes.
So that one is about the right spot.
Oh. That's it. Did you measure it out?
Yes, 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
To the ditch.
Okay.
Now, I guess that's probably straight, eh?
Well. According to Pythagoras, 9 squared plus 8 squared equals 145. So, square root of that, 145 is 12.04, so 12 inches. I mean, from corner to corner?
Corner to corner.
So, if we can match up the distance from here to here, and then match up the... Well, we don't have that corner then. Not yet.
No.
Okay.
So.
So, I guess to...
Yeah.
How do you think it should work?
Sure. Put that one in. And then measure here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So 12 feet in and 12 feet
down. Got some.
I thought we could just leave this for now.
This? The gap?
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, sure. But.
Do you think that's a good idea?
We could just. Well, this little end piece here is going to get replaced by something else, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So we shouldn't put a. We shouldn't really finish this yet?
No, we won't finish it, no.
Because it's going to come out 16 inches more.
Yeah.
And, well, we can do that some other time.
Yeah.
The main thing is put the shed back together.
Yeah, exactly.
And get all this.
So if we get the blocks and then and put a framework up, and then we could move it back, right?
Would it would it be simpler to, or easier, I mean, to do all the other work with the shed not in place? Or would it make any difference?
That side should, I don't know what we need to cut that down. Maybe not too much.
No.
Dirt's already been taken out of there.
Yes. So we don't have to do the same process.
No, not the same as this side.
Mm-hmm.
And this side, when this, well, we can leave that, so we don't have to do it now.
No, some other time. Sure.
And that's, and so we, you know, so we'd end up, we put blocks in, put a framework up, and then that side, I guess we could finish that side up.
The back side?
Over here, we'll have to have our block come out to here. Like, we'll have to have this filled up so that when you put the blocks there, they're going to be flat, right? So you could roll
the
parts in here.
Oh, I see.
So maybe that just means filling it up with rocks.
And then just bumping over top of it?
Yeah, and then, you know, put a block on here.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, either is up to, you know, even with the top here.
Uh-huh.
So that we can, you know, we can use that space.
Yeah.
Without having to pick it up or,
yeah.
Like that.
I think it has to be continuous for drainage, though. But
yeah,
to be able to have it flush with rock would be okay, because then you just roll over top of it. So, oh dear.
Oh,
gee. I don't know what to do about this thing. About all this, I just know that I'd like to pull as much dirt away from the house as I can.
Yeah.
Because it's still sitting in the dirt.
Yeah.
And we're going to have... Mom found 2 ants in the microwave.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more ants if we don't... minimize the, you know, the house touching...
Yeah.
...dirt.
Yeah, exactly. But well, anyway, that's probably sometime in the future, too, everything. You know, get the shed back, I guess, before we're doing the house.
Yes.
Try and figure it out after that. See, that part can be lower, eh? Because, well, it can be just this height, which is about the same height as that, I suppose, is it? Or is this a little higher?
It looks a little bit higher. Just
okay.
A bit, not very much.
Okay, so.
But. So that means that. What's going to be touching the house then?
Nothing.
But I mean, there's a cinder block. There's a cement pad going to go here?
Yeah.
At the same height as that?
Yeah, I think so.
Which means the cement pad has to sit on dirt, which means the dirt is still going to be here.
Can we use this? Pull it away and use shale in there.
I was thinking, can we use these cinder blocks on edge, all the way down?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Just, you know, separate the house from.
So that means we have to dig that down, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Dig that down, yeah, and put the cinder blocks along the edge. Oh, that makes sense. Sure.
You know, like on its side, tilted upward.
What are those? How long are they?
16, I think.
16 inches. Mm-hmm. Take all of them to go across the back.
Probably.
Then do we need something? We don't need anything to support. If we just have the corners, we just have corners of a tie sitting on those blocks, we don't need anything to support in the middle. Well, there's a couple extra, well, there's a couple extra, so probably need the extra one. build it up the same height.
I would like to put at least one. Or not at least, but I'd like to put one in the middle.
Yeah. Oh.
The cinder blocks, but they're like, they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
$1.80 a piece, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah. Sure. But
I'm just worried about, you know, slumping. I don't know if it will slump very much because the 3/4-inch plywood is pretty tough.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, that and the ties don't, you know, they're not going to give out a lot either. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to tie running from here to here, but mm-hmm. unless there's some, of course, there could be something really heavy on it too.
Well, the washer is heavy.
Yeah.
And unless I get rid of it anytime soon. Which I should have done ages ago, I guess. Well, why don't I just put this pad down with the gravel and
try to level it?
Sure.
I think the same that we had, maybe it's different. There's about 12 different kinds of gravel. I just took the, to be honest, I took the lowest price just because of that. Hard done.
Yeah. This is just 8 feet, right?
Yeah.
96 there.
Right there. So, which means it's about an inch or so.
To the top?
Probably. I'm hoping.
Oops.
Yeah. We'll figure it out when we. Alright, so it should be. It's right on the button, right here. Good. Except it's not high enough. Or, well,
if you put something on top.
Yeah. Level. Just a fraction of an inch. Too low.
Too low?
Yeah.
But
it's also tilted there, so it's not quite level yet, so. Like this end is high. To give us a hand?
No. Thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Floor rotted out of the.
Yeah, bed. Yeah. So. Big job.
Well, it looks simple enough, but it's not
now,
big.
Big job. I was going to tell you, you're going to use quite a bit of this?
No.
Are just you going to buy another bag or something?
We do have two bags, but I don't know if that's enough yet.
Okay, because we have fairly cheap gravel.
Oh, okay.
Cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is $8 a box.
I know. So, ask Mark if you can get some of cheap gravel for your bricks.
Oh, that would be ideal.
Now, it's up to him.
Yeah.
Then I can bring it to you with your bucket, and I can leave it here for you, and then you can use it. It will come handy for you.
Absolutely true, yeah. This stuff is $8 a bag. I don't know how to
work. This way you can get the bag back.
Yeah, I do have one bag I can maybe take back.
Okay. And your other question, before you get the answer to that, ask Mark if we can come and get it for you. Okay, because this costs money to dispose, believe it or not. That's what you wanted to know?
Well,
get rid of it.
We're
going
to try to use up some of the grass in here, and there's a bit of dead grass.
Oh, you're going to use the grass?
I think so. I think so. But do you know where we can get some of this? That's hard to find.
You don't need much, do you?
Not really.
We'll grab our floor.
Yeah. We've got some used stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. So tell him, talk to him about that.
You think it'd be all right to
talk to him?
Yeah.
The cheap gravel is much better than this stuff anyway. I mean, it's cheap. It packs real good. It's sand, actually. Sandy sand gravel.
Uh-huh.
And it will do the job.
That's what we need, more of the sand to do.
Yeah, we used it for the floor.
The new floor? Yeah. That's the one that just come in just to cut a little bit?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's wood, isn't it?
That one. I don't know. So, you're using bricks on the whole thing or just on four sides?
Just in the four sides.
So it's going to sit above ground?
Yeah, which is a mistake last time.
And it's mud and earth on the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if talk to him, if he gives you some.
That'd be great.
By mistake, we might be able to bring a little bit more and then you can spread it all over before you we do a lot of mistakes, a lot of times. But we got to get his blessing.
Of course, he's in.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, he knows. We just saw him stop and look.
He likes it. When you guys beautifying stuff, he'll like it. So tell him that holy mackerel, Mark, that costs $8. He has some little cheap gravel we can use.
Don't say I told you.
Never, never.
No.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, well, that'd be okay if we could get that in.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, if this is 8 feet, do we have to cut these off?
Well, this isn't at the end yet.
Here's 8.
Yeah, okay. That's eight. But
that is exactly 8.
But if we put pieces on the end, then we're...
Oh, it's 9 this way, right?
Yeah.
So, we're going to still fall short.
Well, maybe what we should do is just put them in between. Just drill through that way.
Between, but they're still going to have a gap in. Is that 4 inches? 3.5 inches. Still going to have a gap of 9 inches.
Yeah.
And,
but we'll have to cut them anyway to do that.
Unless you get, can we get 10 foot high? My phone Rona and see if they have 10 foot
ties. Well, we just need ones for the end, right?
Yeah. Where am I?
But you see this? Oh, okay.
Rona, Lethbridge. Oh, I forgot to turn my data back on. Try again. Rona, Lethbridge.
See, we do it on.
Welcome to Rona Lethbridge. Attention, note that our extension numbers and our menu have changed. Please listen carefully and choose from one of the following options.
No, I don't like automation.
If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, please dial it now. For our business hours, address, fax number, and payment modes, press 1. For services desk, press 2. To reach one of our departments, press 3.
Wait while I transfer your call.
This used to be more accurate. Now it seems like, in fact, every second word that I type in, it comes up with some stupid thing.
Huh.
All I want is Home Depot. Come on.
See, the thing is,
if we
put a 10-footer, a 9-footer, along the edge, then it's going to...